Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Leah Severson became an SEO and local search engine consultant. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. Find local at IndianaOwned.com.
Leah, it is so great to see you. Welcome to the All Indiana Podcast Network, where this Local Matters podcast is distributed. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it's good to see you in person. We've known each other for years, right? Because you're also, I will say, a local famous photographer. Is that an okay way to put it?
I think you might be being a little bit generous with the famous description, but I am a local photographer for more than 20 years. Yes.
Well, you're very well known. You've had your portrait studio in Westfield for more than 20 years, but the last 10 years, you've shifted your focus. You've worked with small business owners. Tell us what you've been doing.
So I have in the last, I'm still taking pictures, so that's still rolling strong, but I've shifted also into a new role as a teacher of local business owners when it comes to search engine optimization and Google My Business profile optimization.
Now, those terms can be a little scary to people.
Yes, they can.
For those not familiar, what exactly does that mean?
So there are two different things. Search engine optimization is the act of optimizing your actual website so that it appears at the top of the Google organic search engine result pages, like all those down below the maps and all that paid ads. You get to the organic website listings. So optimizing your website is called SEO, or search engine optimization, helps your website get found on Google. So what a lot of small business owners don't understand, or local business owners don't understand, is that the stuff at the top of the map, or the stuff at the top of the Google search result pages, is what's called Google My Business, or recently they renamed it Google Business Profile. And businesses can have just an incredible impact and exposure on Google for free by optimizing their Google My Business profile. And it doesn't even matter if they don't have a website. Like, I've got clients who don't have websites, but yet they still have a strong presence and are getting leads every day from Google. And that's because they're a local business and they've claimed and optimized their Google My Business profile.
Wasn't the joke kind of like, page two is where businesses go to die on Google?
Yes. Yes. Nobody goes to page two. And it's harder and harder to get to the top of page one with your organic website. And I'll tell you why. There's two reasons. Google wants people to stay on Google. So you'll notice that if you type in, say, plumber near me, the first thing you're going to see are the paid ads. And then you're going to scroll past the paid ads and you're going to see it's called the Google Map 3-pack, where you'll see three local businesses, sometimes four, but typically three local businesses. You'll see the map to the right of that, where you can see the red pens of a bunch of businesses. And those three local businesses that get the score in what we call the 3-pack or the map pack, it's such a significant impact on their businesses. And when you can get listed in there and it's for free, you're just going to get so much more exposure than just being listed in your website at the bottom, underneath all that stuff. And the other thing with the organic search engine result pages is that more and more national directories are taking up those top spots in the organic results, pushing local websites down even further down the Google page. So that's why it's so, so important to just really take full advantage of your Google My Business profile.
Now, did you have personal experience with this? What got you interested in building this out and learning about search engine optimization?
Well, necessity, of course, is the mother of all invention. And so back in the day when I first started my website for my photography business, I was one of the first local photographers on the internet. So, you know, I had my website and it was humming along and it was always on page one of Google, not because I knew what I was doing, but just because it was there. It was one of the first, and I had done enough things right, apparently, that Google blessed me with a nice ranking. But then things started to slow down about 12 years ago, and the phone, you know, most of my people who were calling to schedule sessions were people who were, you know, either returning clients or referred from returning clients. And I wasn't getting any Google leads anymore. I'm like, oh, that's a little funky. So I did a really scary thing and I Googled, you know, baby photographer, and I couldn't find my website anymore on page one. It was gone. So others who were paying attention to their Google listings were really working hard to take those number one spots, and I was nowhere to be found. So I was at a point in my career where I couldn't afford to pay someone thousands of dollars to optimize my website, and I didn't really know how to do it myself. So I self-taught, and I dug, and I got back to the top of Google, both, you know, my website organically through search engine optimization and on the Google My Business profile as well through optimizing my GMB page. So since then, I've been teaching photographers across the country and local business owners as well. I kind of bridge the gap because there's so many small business owners who recognize the power of being at the top of Google, not for paid ads, but for in the free section. The power of that exposure and what it can mean for their business, but they don't have thousands of dollars to hire someone to do it for them. That's the boat that I was in. And I'm like, that is a service that people need. They want someone to show them how to do it. They have the time to do it themselves and they can get it done, but they don't know what to do. So that's why I decided to step in as a coach. So I do live classes, both online and in person, where people can come and we're just going to sit down together and do step-by-step Google My Business coaching or search engine optimization coaching.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit because, you know, on this show, especially we go back and forth between yes, hire someone to do that, pay the money, or sometimes you just got to figure it out yourself, you know, and everybody's in a different place, but sure. Talk about how you do it differently. What is a class with you like?
So in a group classes, I don't teach search engine optimization in a group class, but because it's way too involved. So with search engine optimization, when you're trying to get your website to the top of the organic results, that coaching service is completely one-on-one. So it's a two-month program where I meet with my student via Zoom once a week, and I give them step-by-step, okay, here's what I need you to do on your website. Here's the why. Here's the how. Now you go do. So they go do the work. Then we meet again the following week, review the work that they have done. And then they get feedback like, okay, this is good. You need to tweak this a little bit. And then we go on to the next step. And it's just piece by piece. We chunk it down into little bite-sized nuggets of goodness. And they get the work done. And then they can reach out when they get stuck on something. You know, if they're like working on a Tuesday at 3:00 and they're like, I can't remember what she said about this, or I'm a little confused. Boom, they can email, they can call me and get some help, because sometimes you get stuck on a concept. And that's kind of the problem with the with online videos and things like that. There are a million of them. But if you get stuck on a concept, you can't understand, you know, you need someone who you can call or email and say, hey, can you please explain this? So that's how that works. Now with the Google My Business profile classes, those are done in one, you can do one-on-one, but we also do group classes with those. Where, you know, the people, if local folks would come to a local class, they'll bring their computer. We're going to sit down. They're going to open up their Google My Business profile, and I'm going to take them step by step. They're going to start working on their actual Google My Business profile during that course to make sure they understand the concepts and it makes sense as related to their particular business. So they're going to leave that. They're going to leave that workshop with some of the work already done and a firm understanding of what they need to do to continue the work. So they just need to go back in and add more, but at least they know how to do it now and they've got a good start.
And we have a class coming up with you for our Indiana owned members. That is Wednesday, June 29th at 9 a.m. Tell us what we can expect there.
So that is going to be a live course in Carmel. It's going to take about 3 hours. And again, you're just going to be bringing your computers and we're going to have your Google My Business dashboards up. And we're going to go step by step through each page of the Google My Business optimization process. You'll learn it. You'll do some of it. You'll get your feedback, ask any questions. And then when you leave, you also get to join our Facebook group, our private Facebook group for students only, where, you know, if it's a month later and you're, you know, you went back to do something else and you don't really remember, you can always reach out and get an answer from that group.
Well, it's a fantastic resource. And we'll have the link for that class up in the description for this podcast. And if you subscribe to our Indiana Owned email list, or if you're a member, we'll have the link in the next newsletters as well. But Leah, okay, so let's be honest. When we were young and thinking about what we wanted to be when we grew up, the internet wasn't even around yet, right?
That's
so
true.
Normally I'm like, did you think you were going to do this? No, I mean, the internet wasn't even a thing. But you know, when you were a little girl, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, I thought I was going to be, probably a nurse, honestly, like I would play hospital with my dolls, but, I didn't see this for certain. And I didn't have a firm, I just knew I wanted to work with kids. Like I loved babies. So I knew that I wanted to work with kids. And when I was in high school, or no, I might've been middle school, I got a Kodak disc camera, if you can remember those. And I would always volunteer to the church nursery, and I would line the kids up and take pictures of the babies in the nursery and give those to the parents. And I just had a fun time with it. But then when it was time to go to college, I kind of forgot that I wanted to be a photographer. It just slipped my mind. Like, I know that sounds weird, but I, you know, kind of lost track of that in my high school years, and kind of, it just, that part of my brain fell asleep. And I ended up studying broadcast journalism in college and got a degree in broadcast journalism. And I worked in television news for about 12 years. So that's what I ended up doing.
So how did you get back into photography?
Well, I had a baby and I started taking a ton of pictures and I just fell in love with it. And that was, I mean, she was born back in the days before digital. So it was film. I mean, I was spending a ton of money on film and developing that film. And I loved it. I loved everything about it. And then people started asking me, would you take some pictures for me? And it just kind of grew organically from there. And the funny thing is, when we were moving about 10 years ago, we were moving and my husband found my old high school, you know, those memory books where you cram all your ticket stubs and concert stubs and everything.
Yeah.
And he flipped to the back page of it where I write, like, you know, 20 years from now. And he said, do you know what you wrote? Like what you would be when you grow up? I said, I have no idea. Like probably a nurse or something. He said, look right here. And it said, I will own a portrait studio. And I didn't even remember, like, my senior year.
That just gave me goosebumps.
I know, it was so weird because I didn't even, by senior year, I didn't even have a camera anymore. It wasn't even part of my thought process. So I'm trying to like reach back to the part of me that was thoughtful enough to write that down, and I can't reach it.
Leah, what motivates you to do what you're doing now?
I was so frustrated when I didn't know SEO because I knew what was happening to my business because I wasn't where I needed to be on Google. And, you know, I've been working for myself for so long. I could not imagine going back to working in television news and working nights and weekends and holidays. I'm like, I got to make this work. Like what? And it's frustrating because it was hard to get someone to teach me SEO because I just, you know, they're like, oh, it's too hard. You can never figure it out. Like, I felt like the people who wanted to do it for me tried to make it sound so confusing and so intricate and detailed that I could never really understand the concept. And when I really finally dug into it, it's not hard to do. It takes some time and you're not going to race to the top. You know, this is a hare. What's that, tortoise versus the hare?
Yeah.
Like depending on where you're starting, it's going to take some effort. This is not an overnight success. But once you're at the top of Google, all you have to do is maintenance. And I mean, I get from my Google My Business listing every month, I get about 5,000 views of my website just from my Google My Business listing. Like it is incredible. The number of views I get from just the map listing alone. It's the impact on my business. I can't even describe it. And it's free. Like I don't have to pay for it. I was in that position. I recall how frustrated. And I just, now that I know how to do it, and I really love to connect with people, I'm like, I think I would love to teach. So it kind of goes back to when I was going to be a teacher or a nurse in elementary school. So now I'm kind of teaching, but not babies, obviously, because I get my fill of babies in the portrait studio. So, but yeah, I think I just know that so many small business owners, that there's a gap where they're great at their business, but they're terrible at marketing. and they might not have the resources to hire someone, but they're willing to do the work. They just need someone to kind of point the way in a way they can understand. So I speak like, you know, a fifth grader could understand how to do this on a website. Like I try to just break it down because I'm a simple person. I'm a simple person. I just like to break things down so people don't lose their minds when they're doing this.
Coming up, the challenges and successes Leah's had along the way and what she wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters. Local Matters is brought to you by IndianaOwned.com, where you'll find our members that are business owners who want you to know that they live here, work here, and play here. They're the business owners donating food to shelters, sponsoring the Little League teams, and employing hundreds of thousands of people in our state. Every business on IndianaOwned.com falls into one of two categories. They're either an original, meaning the company is Indiana-owned and operated, headquartered here, and not part of an out-of-state chain, or they are a franchise friend, meaning the franchise is Indiana-owned and operated, the owner lives here in Indiana, and is engaged in our community. When you see the Indiana-owned badge, you know you are supporting a local business. And we like to make shopping simple for you as well at our sister company, Indiana.Gifts. Every product you see on there, from the coffee mug to the scarf to the candle, is made by an Indiana-owned company. Take your picks, send a gift to yourself, or send it to a friend, and know that you are supporting local along the way. And we want to thank you for supporting local, too. Use the discount code LOVELOCAL at checkout, and we'll give you 10% off just to say thank you. We've been chatting with Leah Severson, who's owned and operated a portrait studio in Westfield for more than 20 years. But for the last 10 years, she's worked with countless small business owners to teach them search engine optimization and Google business profile optimization. Leah, what has been the hardest part about being a business owner?
Oh, gosh. I have to pick one thing.
No. Well, there's no time limit.
Okay. Well, you know, one thing that was really hard when my kids lived at home, they're grown and graduated and out of the house now, but was juggling that whole, you know, parenting thing with work. And, you know, when you're parenting, you feel like you should be at work. And when you're at work, you feel like you should be with your kids, and just kind of handling that mental, I don't know, not anguish necessarily, but I think if you're in that place right now in your life, you understand what I'm saying. Mm. So that part of it's a challenge. And one of the other hardest parts is just like managing all the details and all the to-do lists and kind of prioritizing things. I have a couple different businesses. So, you know, I don't have the kids at home now, but when I'm working on one business, I'm thinking, oh, I should be blogging for this business, or, you know, I should be, you know, whatever on this business. So I always feel like my attention is torn, and I spread too thin, but you know, somehow it all gets done. And well, I don't know, a lot of it falls through the cracks, but anyway, it gets done.
Is there something you would do differently knowing what you know now?
Oh gosh. No, cause I like where I am now. I really like where I am now. So every little thing that happened, good or bad on the way, got me to this point. So, I don't think I would do anything differently other than relax and enjoy the experience a little more, stop worrying about where it's going to go, just trust in the process.
I'm reading a book right now called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff.
Oh, yeah. And that's a good one.
I mean, I might just make it a tattoo on my arm. Right. Yeah. It's a constant reminder, right? Yeah. Like you need that constant reminder.
Right.
What's been the most rewarding part about being a business owner?
Well, so for my photography business, it's seeing families grow up like year after year, the same families. And, you know, I'm at the point now where I'm photographing seniors, where I photograph their newborn pictures, and kind of seeing that and getting to know these families on the way, and having them, you know, having a senior show up with a baby picture that I took, So for that business, it's just the relationships and the history and the fact that my work is living on the walls throughout Central Indiana. It's pretty cool. With my coaching services, it's watching the stats climb and watching the websites climb for the small business owners, or having email me and say, oh my gosh, I got 3 calls today from my Google My Business profile. Like, I'm getting customers now who never found me before. And it's just, that is so hugely rewarding. I mean, money is one thing, and of course we all need to pay the bills, but You know, it's really frustrating to me when I teach someone and then I go look at their stats and it's obviously they're not implementing any of the changes. I'm like, why did you bother to learn? Because, you know, knowing without doing is the same as not knowing. So it's such a waste. And I take it personally because I'm like, you know, even though they paid me and I make the same money, whether they're successful or not, like, I feel like vested in their success. And I want to see them like take those concepts and actually do the work that will get them the results that they signed up for the class in the first place.
Leah, what would you tell others that want to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
Study marketing. And that's why most businesses fail, not because the owner's not passionate about their craft or their service or their art or their product, but because, you know, gone are the days of if you build it, they will come. They won't. You got to market the heck. I mean, even if you have a storefront on a busy street, you know, there's so much noise out there that if you don't know how to reach your audience, you know, you could have the best widget in the world, but if people don't know about it, it's not going to happen. So I would tell others to expect it to take everything to take twice as long and cost twice as much as you anticipated it would. And don't make decisions out of desperation. You know, a lot of people are like, nobody's coming in, so I'm going to slash my prices. You know, nobody, you know, stuff. Desperation is a horrible marketing partner. So if you're feeling desperate, you know, like I tell people, don't quit your day job until you can replace that income with what you're doing. Because if you quit your day job and that, you know, you don't have enough money in the bank to sustain you for a year and your new business isn't taking off quite as quickly as we all think they will, then you start making bad decisions out of desperation because there's an energy around that that attracts not goodness to you and your business. So decisions made out of desperation, fear, lack are usually the wrong ones, and you need to get your brain back to a place of abundance and that kind of thing, especially as related to marketing and that kind of thing.
Why does supporting local and being known as Indiana owned matter to you?
That's what I am. I mean, I'm Indiana born and raised my kids here. I mean, I love Indiana, and Hoosiers have supported my business for more than 20 years. So I'm grateful. And yeah.
Leah, besides IndianaOwned.com, where do we find out more about you and how do we support your business?
You can go to LeahSieverson.com to find out more about my coaching business and how I can help small business owners with their marketing.
Leah Sieverson, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters. And thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Owned and Indiana Gifts. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why Local Matters at IndianaOwned.com. And if you're an Indiana business owner, join our community at IndianaOwned.com/apply. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. Find local now at IndianaOwned.com.